One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6
for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9
FM. 101.9
FM
in Vancouver.
Five o'clock Tuesday, it's time for Discorder Radio.
Lots of interviews from a very busy night in the music last... Okay, we're a little unprepared today, but nonetheless, we are prepared for some great music. This is Rec Center. They're playing the Discorder fundraiser this next Thursday. Monster of the Week at Discorder Radio.
Change now. Always scream your calls.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. We're slowly but surely getting things ready here. It's just so much going on right now. It's a busy time of year for music. Last Thursday was a crazy busy evening for music here in the city. We had to split our... Had to split the team up. By the way, it's Wade here along with DJ CJ, Matt Muse, and Liz Holiday. How we doing, gang?
Howdy. Just fine.
Just fine. Back to business. Trying to tweet here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to run the show here. I'm doing just fine, too.
Yes. Yeah. How about you, Matt? Cool as a cucumber posting over there.
Oh, yeah. Just, putting up some photos on our Facebook page for you to check out.
Yes. Well, you know, now that we're expanding what we can do, we've got a lot more content to offer you, the Discorder Radio listeners, just means we're a little bit busier as in the lead up to the show, but we're happy to be doing it. We're happy to be involved in so many great things that are happening music-wise in the city. Last Thursday, as I was starting to say before, CJ and Liz, you guys were here at UBC for the Carnival Against the Hikes event.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about what you got. And Matt and I actually were at the Commodore for the Peak Performance Project finale. So we're going to do a bit of a recap on these cool events. Let's start with UBC because we're here at UBC right now. We had a bunch of awesome local bands, At Sea and Zen Mystery Fog and Lady Jams and Purple Heart Social Club. What was the event all about?
Well, the event was to raise awareness and some funds for the I Am a Student movement, which is a student-organized kind of protest movement that is looking to protest the raising of the tuition hikes, proposed raising of tuition. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's what she proposes.
That is what they are proposing, and that is what they are trying to get them not to do. So it was a couple local bands, five bands coming out, and there were some activities, like there was a big poster mural thing people could paint on, and they could get their faces painted, and they could record a little video of why the movement matters to them and all this stuff. So it was a way of just kind of trying to mobilize the student population.
Nice. And it'll all happen here at the Norm Theater, which is normally a theater where people sit down and watch movies or student plays or the annual a cappella club concert at Christmas time. But what was the atmosphere like on this past Thursday night?
Well, it was pretty, if anyone's ever been there for any of the beer gardens, it's kind of like that, or the School of Rock beer garden they had recently, because they, you know, had the sets in between and people can stand up. There's a good amount of space in the front for dancing, which is nice. I have to say the student turnout wasn't as good as it could have been. It was pretty strong near the beginning, but by the time the last band was playing, most people had kind of gone home. It was kind of late for a Thursday, so it was, I feel like we could have gotten more, but at its height, it was pretty fun. People were down to dance. And
so in other words, the hikes are going to continue to hike.
Possibly, unless people, you know, start coming out in force.
Okay, well, maybe we just need one to plant the seed about this, what's happening in the movement, and maybe we'll get this seed watered and growing with some more of these events in the future.
Hopefully.
Yes.
I really hope so.
There's the positive outlook on it. But it sounded like it was a great night of music. Musically, did you have a personal favorite or a highlight?
Probably my favorites were Atsy was great. They got requests for an encore, which was really nice, yeah. And I got a chance to chat with them a bit after, and they really enjoyed it. Lady Jams was fantastic, as always. And we also, Zen Mystery Fog was fantastic.
Nice.
They closed off the night
with a great new EP they've got, Zen Mystery Fog.
Yes, they do. And I got a free tape from them. So as soon as I get an actual cassette player, I'll be able to listen to that.
I actually have one, believe it or not.
Well, you'll have to lend it to me. We can listen
to
it together.
How about I lend me the tape?
This is going to be difficult. We'll figure it out.
In the meantime, you had a chance to chat with Zen Mystery Fog. Let's
yes.
play a bit of that. And you want to set this up for us, actually?
Yeah. So I got a chance to talk to the band after the show. And we just talked a little bit about, you know, the I Am a Student movement and the idea of these tuition hikes and why it is that that's important to some of them. So I think we have a little chat about that. And then I also got to talk about, they're quite connected to another CITR favorite, Skinny Kids, who is also playing at the upcoming Discorder fundraiser. And so we chatted a little bit about their working relationship because they were in Shindig together last year, and it seems like they've been working together quite a bit since then. So they give us the inside scoop on that.
Yes. And of course, that was Skinny Kids with Psychic
The psychic song. Psychic Down the Road, Skinny Kids, that we heard kick off the show along with Rec Center from Monster of the Week. But right now, for the do, let's hear that bit of that interview with Liz and Zen Mystery Fog from Thursday night.
Well, it means something to me because I went through, you know, 3 or 4 years of post-secondary and, you know, pretty much lived at home and, you know, worked part-time delivering pizza like 4 days a week just to go through school so I wouldn't have very much debt. So, you know, resonates with me completely.
For sure.
How recently did you become, like, the unit that you are now? Like, this, the...
It's been all over the place.
Well, Chase is the new guy.
I've been doing it for, I guess Chase 4 years, 3 years. Then Colton came on board. And then
about a year ago.
And then Eric came on board. And then our drummer left to work, I don't even know where, in the middle of nowhere. So we recruited Matt,
this cat.
And then the drummer's going to come back, but, like, as a keys player or something.
Okay. Can you explain your relationship with Skinny Kids a little bit?
They beat us in Shindig.
Oh, no.
That's how we first met him.
Where I first met you guys.
Yeah. No, it was Dead Ghost Show.
No, but I was there. I was, like, curating it for Vadermaster.
Yeah, no, they... playing in a competition is a terrible feeling. It's just terrible. You get this, it's just like animosity, I guess. Mm. And there's no reason for it. There's like, they're awesome dudes. Trevor's an amazing dude. We're going to do a split with them, and we play like tons of shows with them. It's just like, that's how we met, which was kind of under like negative connotations, I guess, because it was just like a competition, right?
It's a bit awkward, yeah.
Yeah,
but that's the only thing.
It flowered into something pretty awesome. Like, we respect them a lot.
We played more shows with them than anybody else in Vancouver, so.
Awesome.
We are Zen Mystery Fog, and you are listening to
Discorder Radio.
Yeah.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig. Three bands play every Tuesday night. Come for cheap beer, free pool, a great stage, and one of Vancouver's best local music showcases. Tickets are $6 at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova, every Tuesday until December 16th, with semifinals resuming in the new year. CITR would like to congratulate Skim Milk for moving on to the Shindig semifinals. This Tuesday, November 25th, come to Shindig for Garage from Scotty P and the Virgins, grungy punk from Poles, and sad indie folk from Alia Ray.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We're back in Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Zen Mystery Fog in conversation with Liz at the Carnival Against the Hikes last Thursday. A very busy night in Vancouver music. We're going to talk a little bit more about what happened last Thursday night shortly. Also want to hype up what's happening next Thursday night. It is our Discorder magazine annual fundraiser and our December issue, which is actually called the Jansember issue, launch party. We have tickled and teased that this is happening, but this is our official... What do you give me weird looks for, Liz?
I just tickled and teased.
Well, we've kind of like we've made little like mentions.
No, I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Because I've been doing some tickling and teasing. Do you want to make the official announcement right about now?
Yes. This next Thursday, December 4th, we are having the Discorder fundraiser at the Hindenburg, our favorite spot, featuring Rec Center, Skinny Kids, and Other Jesus. And DJ sets by Pop Drones. It's going to be $4 before 10 o'clock, $5 after 10 o'clock. And I believe there is a happy hour up until 9:30 or from 9:30 to 10, which is going to have super cheap drinks at a super cool place. And it's going to be amazing and so fun.
Excellent. So well done. Thank you very much. Yes, Thursday night, the Discorder fundraiser / launch party with Rec Center, Skinny Kids, Pop Drones, and Other Jesus. Let's play some Other Jesus right about now. This track is called Bachelors of Art on Discorder Radio. Oh, CJ's giving me a weird look. Yeah. Bachelors of Art by Other Jesus. I see it on the screen there. Oh, we're having so much fun here on Discorder Radio today, folks. We always do. CITR 101.9.
My art's spinning. Yeah.
We're back on Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. Atsy with High Times. Atsy was playing High Tides. We're having good times playing High Tides on Discorder Radio here on CITR. They played the Carnival Against the Hikes right in this very building, about two floors below us at the Norm Theater last Thursday night. And prior to that, we heard Other Jesus, who will be playing next Thursday night as part of the Discorder fundraiser / Jan-Sember launch party at the Hindenburg. Of course, it is the Jan-Sember launch, which is our December and January issue. We're very excited about launching it. Currently, we're in the midst of our November issue featuring a one Malcolm Biddle of Dataplan on the cover. Dataplan has been getting a bit of buzz lately in indie music circles with their distinctive dystopian sound. And Liz, you're going to tell us a little bit more about this, our cover band from this month's Discorder.
Yes, Dataplan. We're definitely saving not the best, but the highest profile for last this month. They recently played at the Beetroot birthday celebration at the Korean Hall earlier this month. But they're an interesting group. So they're a five-piece consisting of Matt Crisco, Dave Biddle, Malcolm Biddle, Colin Cowan, who we talked about a couple weeks ago, and Justin Williams. And they do, like you said, dystopian's definitely a big theme in kind of their music, but they discuss a bit in their interview how they're inspired by Dadaism, the art movement of Dadaism, and the lack of this kind of nonsensical, experimental kind of aesthetic, but at the same time, the Dataplan name kind of is mocking of modern society and technology, and how they think data plans and phones themselves are kind of ridiculous, and just a lot of they make pack a big statement about, I guess, politics and society. Wow. And I definitely want to promote or suggest that any listeners check out their website, because it's a pretty great 90s wow. throwback website, and
very old school.
Yeah, you can get a lot more from just seeing that, I think, than hearing me talk about them.
You know, if you go on the website, you're going to think that you've gone to the wrong page. You've somehow, yes, stumbled upon a different page that hasn't been updated since about 1997.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And the website, by the way, is, do we have that website?
It is, I believe, dataplan.ca.
Wow. Dataplan.ca. Well done.
Succinct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which, again, seems like the sort of URL that you would get back in 1997.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be available here in 2014 or whenever they get this band together, which is just recently, because Malcolm Biddle, of course, had some previous projects such as Sun Wizard. I know you were a fan of Sun Wizard back in the day, CJ, along with Capital Six and Malcolm Jack Solo. But now he's lined up with Matt Crisco, Dave Biddle, Colin Cowan, and Justin Williams for Dataplan. And are we going to hear some Dataplan right about now, Liz?
Yes, we're going to play Over When You Die from their recent release, A Dataplan Is Free.
Alrighty, let's give this puppy a spin right now. Dataplan, our Discorder cover band for November on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
No one's friend, and I know why.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Over When You Die, Data Plan, our Discorder cover band for November. And yeah, there you go, Over When You Die, with their distinctively dystopian sound. From dystopian and dark to lively and gay. Yes, and I'm using that in a gay context that we would use from yesteryear, yestercentury, because right now on the line I have Malcolm Holt from the Gay 90s on the line.
Hello.
You like that little segue there?
Oh, that was smooth. That was tasty.
Wasn't my smoothest, but thanks for the kudos. yeah, many people actually don't realize that about the name of your band.
It's a literary reference to the 1890s.
Yeah, and by the way, I got to say, I love what you guys have done with your website, with that real kind of, that old school, I don't know if that's what 1890s lettering looks like, but it has that definitely a real distinctively retro feel to it.
Yeah, it's a little more kind of art deco, which is, I don't know, 40 years later or so, but yeah. You know, it's got a retro feel nonetheless.
Nice, definitely historical.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you guys are playing. I mean, you've been around the Vancouver music scene for a couple of years now. We've met you guys before. I had a chance to chat with you at Kaloha. I know you guys have played done a couple national tours, but you're playing in front of on a big stage on Thursday night. It's the Grey Cup is coming to Vancouver, and you guys are sharing the stage with Family of the Year and Hey Ocean. Tell us a bit about this event on Thursday night.
It should be pretty cool. It's Red Truck Brewery sponsored event, and the Peak are throwing it. Aside from that, I don't know too much about it other than the bands we're playing with, and that it should be pretty killer. We're super jazzed because we haven't played a hometown show since the spring, and so we're itching to play for our local fan base, and we just hope that people want to see us play too.
Well, hopefully they're itching to see as well. I mean, it's a great lineup. It's going to be at the Vancouver Convention Center, I believe.
Yeah, that's the one.
So, you guys have played the Cobalt a bunch of times and the Biltmore. This is a real sort of different stage for you. And instead of just playing for the classic indie rock circuit, you're going to be playing for a lot of CFL fans that are coming from Regina and Winnipeg and Hamilton. How do you prepare for this kind of show compared to a normal?
Well, I would say that's more our demographic. We were just pushing it with the East End kids all these years.
So the truth comes out.
What's that?
So the truth finally comes out.
That's right. Yeah, we're actually all diehard football fans at heart. we're super stoked to be playing an event like this. Like, it's always nice to play for larger audiences, but specifically to be asked to play this event, we're pretty stoked because it's a little bit outside of our usual circle and comfort zone, and then it's also cool that that kind of a huge football event wants the Gay 90s to play.
Hell yeah.
So I think it's kind of a progressive step for both sides.
Nice. Nice. Well done. Excited to see the show on Thursday night. And it's a good time because you guys, coming out in January, the new Gay 90s album, Liberal Guilt, is to be released. Now, if I'm not mistaken, is this your first full-length album?
This is, it's our first, large collection of songs. It's actually, we're still calling it an EP, but it's kind of 8.5, 9 songs. So it's, it's somewhere in that ambiguous zone between an EP and an LP. It's our first full collection of songs, and it's the first time that we've recorded with Bruce, our amazing keyboard player. And so it feels like it's an actual representation of our band, and we're super stoked. Today actually we released our new single, which is Hold Your Fire, and we released a limited edition 7-inch today, which actually, if people are interested, they buy the 7-inch, they get the digital download of the EP immediately, so you don't have to wait till January 27th.
Wow. Well, you know, that was an even better segue, because I was actually going to say, let's play a track off the new album, and you just gave us the complete lead-in. That was great. So we will play that track in a moment's time, but I just wanted to announce or quickly acknowledge, you mentioned Bruce Lettingham IV.
That's correct.
Is the one you referenced as the keyboardist. Of course, Daniel Knowlton, a.k.a. Daniel Pants, and Parker Bosley, along with yourself, Malcolm Holt, make up the Gay 90s. Happy to see this album coming out. I've been listening to the coming out EP for the last 3 years, it seems like. And the single Letterman, I guess we must have heard at Rifflandia probably a good year or two ago. So it's nice that the album's finally coming out. We're pumped for it. And this seems like a great day to launch the new single.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we're super stoked as well.
Okay, well, thanks again, Malcolm, for joining us. Good luck on Thursday night. And by the way, early predictions for the game?
I don't even know who's playing.
Hamilton versus Calgary. Do you have a favorite?
I'm going to go with Hamilton.
Me too. My grandfather might be listening right now in Hamilton, Ontario. So if he is listening, Frank Lebo, this one's for you. Hold your fire. And this is the Ticats winning on Thursday, and to the Gay 90s, kicking it off at the Grey Cup Festival Thursday night. Okay. Thanks so much for joining us, Malcolm.
Yeah, thanks, Wade.
And without further ado, let's get this track up here. Hold your fire. Gay 90s on Discord Radio. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Thanks again to Malcolm Holt from the Gay 90s, who will be playing this Thursday as part of the Grey Cup Festival. Grey Cup coming to Vancouver. Gay 90s taking the stage with Hey Ocean and Family of the Year on Thursday night. And that track was their brand new single, which was released today. making its Discorder Radio debut, Hold Your Fire, from the Gay 90s. We mentioned earlier in the show that it was a big, big music night last Thursday in Vancouver. Of course, CJ and Liz, you guys were doing your thing at the Carnival Against the Hikes. Myself and Matt Muse were at the good old Commodore Ballroom for the Peak Performance Project finale.
We sure were.
Yes. It was a bit of chaos getting in. I know you were a little perturbed that that they didn't we didn't get the media pass treatment that we kind of thought. But nonetheless, we were able to, things kind of worked out in the end. We were able to get a chance to talk to all the bands. What was your impressions of well, of the beginning of the night at least?
Well, it was the atmosphere was very different from a lot of shows I've been at the Commodore, where, you know, everyone's there to see a rap show or some big touring act or whatever. But, like, you get the vibe, because since we weren't backstage, we were interviewing the bands out in the crowd, and we'd be doing it, and, like, their friends would just, like, every 30 seconds someone walked by and be like, oh, my God. Like, people were really excited for everyone who was there. So it was, like, this really super positive, like, really, and, like, kind of tense kind of vibe waiting for the show to start, because there was, like, that combination of, like, excitement and nerves, and, like, it was, yeah, it was electric.
Yeah. In a perfect world, I'd rather actually get a chat with the bands right after they perform, when they're, like, just full of adrenaline and just, like, feeling just awesome about the performance that was. But at the same time,
Before is good too, though, because they've got the anticipation. They're, like, they're all, like, ready to explode, basically.
Right. So this is great. We were pretty lucky with this, because we, even amidst the crowd that was filling up, and hundreds of people were coming in at this point, there was probably, I would say, at least, by the time we got the Good for Grapes interview, it was probably probably close to 1,000 people in the venue at that point.
Oh, yeah, easily.
We got the chance to chat with all three bands in different corners of the Commodore, and this is our chat with the three bands, Tourist Company, Derival, and Good for Grapes, from last Thursday's Peak Performance Project finale at the Commodore. Okay, awesome. We're here at the Tourist Company, one of the top three finalists of the Peak Performance Project. Congratulations, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's awesome. Yeah, thank you.
So we're here moments before your big Peak Performance finale performance. Tell me about what's going through your mind right about now.
Honestly, I think I can speak for everyone. We're just really excited. The pressure's off tonight because the decision's been made. We're getting a large sum of money at some point tonight, so we're just excited to play the Commodore Ballroom for a sold-out crowd. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome. Jillian, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's probably the scariest part, is that it's a sold-out crowd at the Commodore Ballroom. But, yeah, so exciting. Maybe we dreamed of playing here in a couple of years, but, I mean, it happened so fast. We're so lucky. We're so lucky.
Amazing. What do you guys attribute to the success of being able to... And, by the way, it's been a huge year for you guys. I read that you guys have only been together for about a year. So how in just 1 year, where some bands have taken 4 or 5 to get to this point, have you guys been able to make it to top three in the Peak Performance Project, in your opinion?
We're really fortunate just to have a great community around us and friends in the industry, like, who've just been able to help us and just show us the ropes that really, like, pushed us to get better at what we're doing and not kind of settle with where we're at musically or with any side of the industry, but to keep getting better. And so, yeah, we're fortunate to have the help of an awesome community and great friends.
Awesome, awesome. Now, you've gone through the Peak Performance Project boot camp. The whole thing's, you've been doing this for now about the last 5-6 months, everything involved. What's been the most challenging part of the whole experience?
My answer's going to sound really girly, so someone else go first.
I'd say the final report that we had to submit was one of the most challenging things I've ever had to do in my life. It was just a lot of work and a lot of detail and a lot of planning. Yeah, very in-depth, and yeah, a lot for sure.
I think also through boot camp and a lot of advice they've given us, it's forced us to ask a lot of hard questions, kind of like what we're in this for, and really nail down our goals in general and get serious about the business that we're running. And that was kind of a hard reality check for some of us, and me included. But I think we persevered through that, like made a lot of good goals, made a lot of good decisions, and I think that got us here.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, now I got a real serious question coming up here right now. It's a rainy night in November, and you're playing barefoot. Please explain.
I just feel more comfortable on stage without shoes on. I think I did it the first time at our media club show in the spring, and just kind of fell in love with the feeling of freedom.
It's amazing he fell in love with it because there was broken glass on that stage.
Yeah.
And we're playing outside on Saturday, so we'll see how you do with that.
That might not happen on Saturday at the tree lighting.
Nice.
It's good to see you guys are feeling really loose before ahead of the show. Any final thoughts before you go and give the biggest performance of your lifetime?
We're just really grateful to our fans and our friends who got us here. Like, we would not be in this position without everyone who's gotten behind us and supported us, and to Music BC and The Peak for believing in us and like investing in our future. And we're really thankful for that.
Okay, so here we are, moments before you guys are about to play the biggest show of your life. By the way, I'm here with Derival at the Peak Performance Project finale at the Commodore. What's going through your mind right now as we're moments away from this momentous occasion?
No matter what, we're going to end up with more money than we know what to do with, which is great. There's so many people here. It's unreal.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm overwhelmed right now. It's amazing. I've actually never been to the Commodore before. So being the first time I've been here and I'm playing here, it's kind of crazy for me.
I think that Annie Clark from St. Vincent stood in the same place that I might stand in. That's just amazing to me. I'm speechless just because of that. And then everything else is amazing. So.
I think I can see the shiver buds brewing in your arm right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice, nice. So you guys, first of all, were the youngest band in the Peak Performance Project this year. How do you think your youth has played as an advantage to rising so fast, so quickly?
I think they like the fact that we're innocent, the fact that, like, we listen to everything that they tell us because we haven't heard it before. Like, it's all so new and so exciting. We're just so, like, excited to implement everything they teach us. So I think that's helped us a lot.
Is that true? Or do you have a bit of that young, cocky swagger going that you don't want to admit to on the radio right now?
I don't want to admit to it.
I think we play the innocent card for sure.
I'm here with Good for Grapes. Do you guys have some pre-game rituals that you indulge in before a big show?
We usually have some ridiculous vocal warm-ups that we do. They're pretty entertaining to watch.
Can you, I get a bit of an example right now?
No. You'll lose listeners. That's not good for you guys.
We can always edit this out afterwards.
True.
That's the main one.
That's the nice one.
The bubble, right?
The bubble, they call it.
I'm a big fan of the bubble. Should we all bubble together? One, two, three.
You want to do the full one?
You should do the Batman one.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I should do the full one.
Okay.
We'll take the melody, and you guys take the harmony of the Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, Nis.
Regular one?
Yeah.
Okay. So what note do you want to start on? Let's pick a note.
C.
No,
Yes.
One, two, three, and.
Don't be first, la, pi, do, ti, la, so, re, do, ti, do.
Wow, beautiful. Good for Grapes. An exclusive moments before their Peak Performance Project performance.
It's an amazing experience for anyone who can have it, really. Like, it's taught us so much about what we're trying to do and how to do it. So if any band listening has the chance, apply next year because it's the last year. And it's a truly amazing program.
Yeah, that's one of the big things that a lot of people don't realize about the project is there is this huge prize money that happens. But really, the biggest advantage for your career is going to the Peak Boot Camp and getting to meet all the industry people and learning all the things you get to learn. You get an entire perfect understanding of how the business works and what you need to do to be a part of it.
Hi, I'm Graham.
Hey, I'm Alex.
I'm Will.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Rob.
And we're Good for Grapes. You're listening to Discorder Radio
on CITR 101.9.
Woo!
Oh, hey!
Oh, oh yeah!
All my sins are bouncing.
death on the news. Remember when you took me to
London-based artist Cold Specs is on tour in support of Neuroplasticity, available on Mute. With openers We Are the City, Cold Specs plays this Tuesday, November 25th, at the Imperial. Tickets are $17.50. Available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat, and Zulu Records. Brought to you by the Georgia Strait, CITR, and MRG Concerts.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We're back in Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, and congrats again to all three of those bands we had a chat with, Tourist Company, Derival, and Good for Grapes, who each won a shit ton of money through the Peak Performance Project, $102,700 to Good for Grapes, and pretty proud that we had them in this very studio last week, and a week later they are $100,000 richer. Good on them. Good on them, Grapies. Okay, before the show ends, we'd like to honor another Battle of the Bands that's happening in Vancouver. This is now the sixth week of Shindig, happening at our favorite venue, the Hindenburg. Liz, who do we have on the bill for tonight?
Tonight we have three pieces. We have Aaliyah Ray, Poles, and Scotty P. and the Virgins.
Yes. Oh, by the way, quickly, before we talk about this week, we should also say congratulations to Skim Milk.
Yes.
A.K.A. Sam Davidson, who was rocking out in the sacks last week and brought it home. Took home Shindig Night Number 5. And to add to another like eclectic mix of Shindig winners, looking forward to seeing him again in January for the semifinals. So that was Skim Milk winning last week. And then this week, again, we've got three acts who once again are
Aaliyah Ray, Poles, and Scotty P. and the Virgins.
Cool. We're going to now one of those three acts, Scotty P. of Scotty P. and the Virgins, not only does he look exactly like Kevin Smith of Clerks fame before he shaved his beard. Yes, by the way, news flash. Kevin Smith shaved his beard. He looks totally different. But I'm talking about the Silent Bob character, by the way, in case you're in the dark. But Scotty P. is actually Scott
Postulo.
Thank you.
I was going to go with Scott Pilgrim, but that's wrong.
Yeah,
another Scotty P. of the band Skinny Kids, who we have mentioned many times in the show.
And who are playing at the Discorder fundraiser next week.
Wow, this has been like 7 degrees of Skinny Kids. Nice. But we should trim the fat because we got to wrap the show up. So let's play Scotty P. And the Virgins is one of, I guess a side project he's got. He's going to be at Shindig tonight trying to win it again, this time with his Scotty P. and the Virgins outfit. And you want to tee up this last track we're going to play?
This is Natural Selection by Scotty P. and the Virgins.
Thanks again for joining us on Discord Radio. Talk to you next Tuesday. Up next is Flex Your Head with Mike, CITR 101.9 FM.
Whoa, there, hold your reindeer. It's not Christmas yet.
It is time for the Mint Records ridiculously early Xmas party, though. Drop by the Electric Owl on Saturday, November 29th, for performances by Rennie Wilson.